Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, a massive and extended winter blast has engulfed the southern plains before spreading across much of the Delta and the Mid-South and ultimately affecting most of the eastern half of the country. The extended cold temperatures began about a week ago, with most of Oklahoma already enduring continuous sub-freezing temperatures for 150 to over 200 hours as of Monday morning. Temperatures in early week reaching sub-zero levels with wind chill values of negative 25 to negative 30 degrees, and temperatures are expected to remain below freezing for a little bit. Snow totals of 4 to 10 inches have accumulated with more snow expected. Storm is unprecedented in Oklahoma due to both the record cold temperatures and the duration of the cold. Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Dr. Darrell Peel says the brunt of the storm impacts are directly borne by cattle producers who are struggling to provide water and feed access for cattle. Peel says these conditions require near-continuous efforts to chop ice and provide feed. Cattle nutrition requirements are sharply boosted in this weather, and producers must consider both the quality and the quantity of feed. Cattle will not physically be able to consume enough medium to low-quality hay to provide sufficient energy in these conditions, and they must receive additional supplements or high-quality hay. Peel says in some cases, deep snow may prevent cattle from accessing standing forage, especially since Oklahoma cattle are not used to foraging through the snow. If there's a silver lining, Peel says, in this storm, it's that conditions are cold but also relatively dry. The snow that has fallen has not, for the most part, penetrated the hair coat of the cattle, keeping the hide dry. With adequate feed and water, cattle can handle this type of cold weather relatively well. Peel also says the storm's likely ahead of most calving in Oklahoma, but if calving is in process, the extreme cold is a significant risk. Newborn calves can experience frozen ears and tails, marking them for life as a cold weather survivor. Peel says these calves are frequently discounted at marketing due to buyers' fears of foot damage and other injuries that may impact the calves later on in life. Once calves are dry and feeding, they can endure the cold, dry weather pretty well and may, in fact, be insulated by the dry, fluffy snow when bedded down. Peel says feedlot cattle are no doubt impacted as well, as the market effects will be apparent over time. Reduced performance will show up as lower carcass weights in the coming weeks, and the residual impacts of this historic weather winter event will likely affect cattle markets for several weeks. The Thursday Ranchers Lunchtime Series is going to be featuring show cattle fundamentals coming up this Thursday, February the 18th at 12:30. You can join the Beef Cattle Extension team, experienced livestock marketers, and ranchers to learn and share beef cattle production, management, and marketing tips. For more information or to get signed up for the webinar, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and click on the calendar section. You've got farm news on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.